This is Dan.
Dan Rusinowski, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks. How was your weekend, buddy?
Well, it was fantastic. We got a chance to take the flight to Vegas and visit Las Vegas, and I'm spending the next couple of days here, and what a crazy hockey game, and we're really excited for the upcoming season. I can't wait for this thing to start really counting.
When you're in Vegas, do you ever get a chance to enjoy Vegas and do some Vegas-y things that you do not have to disclose on the radio this morning? I'll just say that.
I will not confirm or deny any activities that happen here in Vegas, but what I can say is I'm not a Vegas-y type, really. I enjoy the restaurants. That's the one thing I really like to do. And right now, we're just getting ready for the year. So it is a business trip. We're always reminded of that.
San Jose Sharks lost to Vegas yesterday. Good news. It doesn't count. It's still preseason. But what did you learn from the game?
Well, what I learned is that the rivalry is very much alive between these two teams. They do not like each other one little bit. From the very drop of the first faceoff to the end of the game, all of the penalty minutes that occurred, 75 of them for the Sharks. Several guys, in fact, five got 10-minute misconduct, so there were five that were delivered. One that's of concern is to Evander Kane.
Oh, my God! A ref had to restrain him.
Yes, and in fact, I think that there are some people who are saying that he should be maybe suspended for having some contact with the official, Kyle Murchison, but I don't think that's going to happen. Well, you never know. It could happen. But more than likely, preseason, it was not intentional, I don't think, from Evander's point of view. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens in the next 48 hours or so. But my guess is cooler heads hopefully will prevail. Maybe they'll fine him. Maybe they'll do something more. But it wasn't very good. And he got taken down, as you mentioned, by the linesman when he was trying to push him away. I don't think that was intentional either.
Yeah, he was being very careful not to have contact with the ref.
That's right. And if this were an IndyCar race, they would have called it a racing incident, I think, and they wouldn't have penalized the driver any time.
Wednesday night, Sharks at Vegas. The regular season starts 7:30. Of course, you can hear the game with Dan Rusinowski here at KFOX. But what are you looking forward to? What are you looking to see?
I'm looking to see the revitalization of a rivalry that's already started here in these two preseason games these two teams have played. We've got a home-and-home series. And the other thing I'm looking forward to is a triple cast, which we get to do a couple of times during the year. So I'll have both Brett Hedekin and Jamie Baker with me. Jamie will be at ice level, and Brett will be in the booth with me. So we'll have unique perspectives of everything that's going on. And I think one thing that Jamie will bring to the radio broadcast is an up-close and personal view of all of the eye contact and the intensity and that rivalry that we've been seeing. And I think that that's going to add to the broadcast. So tune in. Make sure you sync it up to the national television feed. We've got directions as to how to do that, and we look forward to bringing the Sharks broadcast to everybody.
I do that all the time. I listen on Alexa because I love hearing you and Jamie and Brett calling the games. Dan Rusinowski, look forward to Wednesday night, 7:30, right here on 98.5 KFOX. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joey.